Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. G-Bag today is coming up at 5:30. LA Live at 5:40. Chad Brown, the former Ohio State Steelers Seahawks linebacker.
Actually, Chad Brown was Ohio State?
Colorado.
Yes. I'm sorry.
He is calling the Ohio State Indiana
game. Yeah, there you go. I'm
Saturday.
Sorry. Yeah, I was no, kind of thinking, bad. I scouted the wrong guy.
Yeah. No, thanks for cleaning that up for me, Brian.
No problem.
Appreciate you. But Chad Brown's going to join us coming up at 6 o'clock to talk about the Big Ten Championship game, all things college and pro football. Chad Brown's going to join us coming up here at 6 o'clock. Here's the Chief with some finest.
Yes, sir. We got plenty of NFL discussion to be had right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Okay, so we saw him firsthand with the Chiefs on Thursday, and their playoff chances are beginning to dwindle. And this is going to be a big-time game of playoff implications for the Chiefs versus the Texans, who have a ridiculous pass rush, and now you have Andy Reid saying that their left tackle Josh Simmons is going to IR.
Yeah.
And Juwan Taylor, Trey Smith, not expected to be practicing today, and there's a good chance you could be without three of your starting offensive linemen.
I wouldn't play Mahomes. I would. It's
like a must win.
I don't care, man.
You're gonna get him killed. Of course they're gonna play him, but just to tease out your thought process, you're gonna go knock. You know Andy Reid better than anyone. You're gonna go on his door and you're gonna say, Andy, should we play Mahomes? Let's play Gardner Minshew.
We've had a hell of a run. We've been in Super Bowls. We've won them. We've been deep into some playoff runs. This is not our year. I am not subjecting my franchise quarterback to a potential beating by this Houston Texan team with an you saw the pressure that Dallas was able to get on that guy.
Yeah, and now it's the Texans.
If I was Brett Veach, I'd say Andy. I know it's our playoffs are on the line and stuff, but honestly, it might be good for us to kind of regroup. It might be good for us not to subject our quarterback to something where we might lose him at the end of the year.
Let's just go get a top 15 draft pick and recalibrate a little get Kafka back in here.
I just feel like that Kansas City has had so many years of great runs. This might be one just to sit out, you know, and just I don't know. I can't. I would not want to subject my franchise quarterback. If I'm playing with the guys they were playing with the other day, no. Absolutely not. Not against that pass rush.
Wolchuk, felt like you had something to.
You're gonna be 6-7 after this one, and maybe you've lost your quarterback. For what?
For the competitive spirit.
Yeah. Texans are what, 7-5?
They're 7-5. They're one game ahead of you.
Yeah.
I think it's for the chance to make a run because they feel like they've just
Sunday
gotten
night
bad
football
luck.
Come on, Dawson. No, but come on now.
I mean, the Cowboys won a game, three offensive linemen down a couple of times this year, right?
Playing the Jets.
Played the Packers.
But inside a building, they're going to lean confident and optimistic.
I mean, they're going to probably go delusional and max out on that.
I
mean, the fans might feel that
I
way.
Love
but
Andy. I do. Andy's like a brother to me. But I just don't, man. That team, let's be honest, that team is not going anywhere.
I don't believe they are either.
They finally, things finally caught up with them. Winning one score games finally caught up with them.
Yeah.
They're not the same team.
Yeah.
You know, the quarterback played his ass off, and they still lost that game.
They probably look at it, though, like we just need to get some breaks and have a better red zone conversion.
They hadn't had breaks in 14 weeks.
No. No, and I
but if you get in,
I felt
that's the only team they get in. And
I am not scared of Kansas City if they get in. I'm sorry.
No.
But you're scared of playing Mahomes?
Oh, those are going to be some famous last words.
I mean, there's a lot of teams that felt that way before. Like, they went into the playoffs. They don't have any good receivers. They're stinking. They're limping in. Yet here they are. They end up in the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't think they're the same anyway, but I think not playing your starting quarterback because of, oh, my gosh, I'm hurt on the offensive line. I get who you're playing against.
That offensive
regular
line.
Season game.
Dallas's backup offensive linemen, Hoffman and those guys, are decent NFL players. They don't have decent backup offensive linemen. They don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be...
You guys saw it with your own eyes.
Yeah, no, listen, he is going to be under pressure all freaking game long. What do you think the spread is for the game? Chiefs are at home, Sunday Night Football.
I bet the Chiefs are still favored.
Broadus has
minus 3.5. Freaking nailed it.
Cha-ching.
They're still favored by 3.5 in this game, which does feel...
They were favored against the Cowboys, too. They've been favored every week.
I know, it feels weird.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of a sudden, they're favored, and they're going to run that off. I'm just saying, just to me, this is a year, if I'm Kansas City, I'm kind of dropping back 10 yards, I'm digging a ditch and trying to save the equipment. That's what I'm doing, because I don't have a team that can – I don't have a team. I do not have a team that can compete in the playoffs right now. I just don't.
All right, so looking at this Lions team, we know they play a lot of man coverage. Who leads the league in receiving yards versus man coverage?
GP.
That'd be Pickens.
Be George Pickens for sure. By a wide margin, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got over 500 yards versus man coverage. The next best is Jackson Smith and Jigba with 321. You also have CeeDee Lamb in that top 5 to 6 mix there with 294 yards versus man coverage. And that would probably be a heck of a lot more had he actually played all the games this season. But you have two guys that can really dominate man coverage, and we'll see. Maybe the Lions try and throw a curveball at them and switch things up a little bit. I don't know how much that'll actually benefit them. I really just think they're in a no-win situation versus this Cowboys passing attack. Like, play whatever
they might
you
actually,
want,
dude. They might actually play nickel. They might actually, instead of playing...
Just take a backer off the field and get a little bit faster?
Yeah, well, their way of doing things is to put a defensive lineman on the field, a tackle on the field. And then take a defensive back off the field. They might be forced now with the way that their corners are compromised a little bit. They might need all the corners they got.
You know, it's still crazy looking at just how inconsistent the Lions have been when it comes to their rushing attack, which at this point, if St. Brown and those guys aren't going to be playing and the pass rush issues that they have with their offensive line right now, if they're going to commit to the run like they did versus the Packers – then they're going to have to get a much better performance than what, I mean, Gibbs, 23 touches, 86 yards versus the Packers. Mm. And he's just had kind of a roller coaster season. The past six games, 8 yards a carry for him, then 2.8 yards per carry, 9.5 yards per carry, 3.2 yards per carry, 14.6 yards per carry, then 3.4 yards per carry.
Give me the teams that have been stuffing him. You have those
well,
teams?
Well, it's the Packers for sure. I don't have them right here in front of me.
Okay.
I can get their schedule pulled up and see.
Okay.
It was the Packers. I know they ran all over the Giants the week before there.
Yeah, everybody's been running all over the Giants.
But, I don't know exactly. I don't know the exact teams, but it's just interesting to see these huge swings.
Minnesota.
Okay.
These are the teams stuffing them.
Yeah, these are the teams that, like, he had 39 yards against Philly, 25 yards against Minnesota, 65 against Kansas City, 54 at Cincinnati. They probably didn't need him much. I think David Montgomery actually had an awesome game that day as well. But, yeah, those are the teams that he has not had a good game against. I mean, Philly, their offense was terrible. They scored 9 points.
Mm.
Well, we know that Javonte Williams is going to be getting the bulk of the load here. He was actually on with the with Jordan Schultz in his podcast, and he was asked about when Javonte, did you know that you were back off of that injury from a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I think it happened in training camp. I had like a inside zone play, and I kind of bounced it. And I did like a little dead leg move. I was like, oh, I can still do it. Like, I'm good now. I feel good. And then just seeing CD and GP every day at practice making plays, I'm like, I still got it too. I can do the same thing they're doing.
The running back position is incredibly physically demanding. I wonder for you, like, how gratifying it is feeling that and knowing, like, I'm back and I'm okay. I'm good.
Yeah, like, you can't really explain the feeling. It's just, like, no matter what you do, you feel like everything just going right. So, I mean, like, I really can't even put it into words. I'm just blessed.
Yeah, couldn't be happier for Javonte Williams, and he's inspired by the greatness of Lamon Pickens at practice. He's like, oh, I still got a little something going here. And, man, probably one of the single biggest surprises of the Cowboys season this year is just how awesome he's been. Now, when it comes to the NFL awards, are you guys familiar with who is now the leader for MVP?
Is Drake May?
Drake May.
I think
he's number
Vrabel's
one.
The number one favorite for Coach of the Year right now, too.
Vrabel, he is. Yeah, him and Ben Johnson will probably be fighting for that one right there, who finishes the season a little bit better. But yeah, Drake May, and Drake May's numbers are pretty insane. Like, right up there with some of the best, some of the top Brady years. You're seeing the comparisons here with Drake May. He's actually on pace to be the fourth quarterback to lead the NFL in win percentage, completion percentage, passing yards, and passer rating in a season. He would be the first to do that before turning 30 years old. The other ones who have done that, Otto Graham.
Yeah, jeez. Number 60 for the Cleveland Browns.
Is that really his number?
Yep.
That's crazy. Kurt Warner did it.
He was number 13 for the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis Rams, I'm
there
sorry.
There you go.
Yeah, I was thinking old school.
And then, of course, Tom Brady did it, but they were all either 30 or, I guess, Otto Graham was 32 when he did it. Drake May, of course, sitting at 23 years old, just playing lights-out football right now. So he is your favorite to be the MVP. Then it's Stafford, and then there's Dak sitting right there at third, starting to get a little bit more love there.
If they win the division, Dak will get some love from where they came from.
Yeah, you could draw it up. Like, if he goes off these final games and they win the division and maybe the Rams stumble a little bit more and Stafford throws some picks, I could see Dak pulling this thing off still.
I think Shoddy for Coach of the Year.
I would agree to that, too.
I mean, you think of where they've had to come, plus what happened, the tragedy with Marshawn Nealand. I mean, that is a hell of a coaching job.
Yeah, he's fourth right now. It's Vrabel, Ben Johnson, Mike McDonald, and then Shoddy.
Yeah.
Kind of sitting there in terms of the odds.
They find a way to win this division. He will be in the top two, I believe.
How about Offensive Rookie of the Year? Offensive Rookie
and that Igbuka?
Of the Year.
Yeah.
First half of the season, it would have been a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Now he's second in the odds.
Second?
He's been taken over.
Is it another Patriot?
By a man that should have been a Dallas Cowboy.
The runner from Ohio State?
Teteroa McMillan.
Oh, McMillan. Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, Tet's been on a tear here the last month.
Yeah, he's now the favorite. It's McMillan, then Igbuka, then Jackson Dart. Now, defensive... Okay. Rookie of the Year? Defensive Rookie of the Year? This is a guy that you, I know Broadus was a big fan of. Not a household name by any stretch. Your Defensive Rookie of the Year favorite right now is Carson Schlessinger.
Oh, yeah, he was the best linebacker in the draft.
Best linebacker. And what round did he go in?
Second
round? Okay. Yeah, he's the favorite right now. Then it's Jalen Walker. And Abdul Carter, those are your top three. Then Donovan Azeroku sitting there fourth.
Donovan Azeroku should be getting more love.
I know,
especially
I agree.
Abdul Carter's at three. Really hasn't been a great defensive year for these rookies.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't. You have Offensive Player of the Year.
Wow. I mean, has Jackson Smith and Jigba?
He's sitting
probably up there. Jonathan Taylor, I think, is going to fade now. And George Pickens has got to be in that conversation, I'm sure. He's probably in the top five.
Yeah, he's number four. It's JSN, then Jonathan Taylor, Christian McCaffrey, and then George Pickens.
Oh, McCaffrey is on it. I mean, his usage is insane.
It's nuts. The fact that he's been able to stay healthy this year and be that effective,
you can almost guarantee, I feel like, next year, there's no way he can stay healthy.
I know.
Yeah,
it's like
go ask Barkley.
The Barkley effect.
Henry, how that goes.
You get all those miles on you. And then Comeback Player of the Year.
Thank
you. Dak. Or Christian McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, sure. Is there another guy that just, like, showed up on a bad team, from a bad team, on a good team now? Like, they're going to give it to Darnold again? Or
Dak is actually, he is a heavy favorite here. Dak is. Then it's McCaffrey, and then it's old Aiden Hutchinson. Okay. We'll see
has
firsthand
Dak won
tomorrow.
Has this thing before?
I don't think he did.
Did he not win it? after he broke his leg or
whatever.
Didn't
they give it to like Flacco or something? Wasn't it like one of those? I think he ticked off.
Yeah, I think that might have been. I think you're right about that.
He has not won it. Runner up in 2021 to Joe Burrow.
Oh, Burrow.
Oh, yeah, Burrow. Yeah,
that was their Super Bowl year.
Burrow's going to have a chance at like five of those throughout his career.
Yeah.
I got a feeling.
There it is. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Football's finest most every afternoon at 5 o'clock here in the nation. We'll hit the expressway. Get G-Bag today in L.A. Live. Go commercial free to the top coming up next year on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is time to hit the expressway. We're going to go commercial free all the way to the top. Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. Lucius has your G-Bag today. Coming up here in 8 minutes on your home of the Cowboys. Tomorrow night at this time, we'll be about halfway through the pregame show with Broaddus and Chiafalli. You can join Lucius and I at Choctaw Casino in Oklahoma. We'll have a pregame party and be looking forward to seeing you out there. Apparently, there's some Tolo flags. KNC is going to be out there as well. So we're going to have ourselves a time tomorrow night. Come win a bunch of money with us up there at Choctaw Casino. Okay, let's take a look at a snapshot at the biggest sports stories that have been breaking throughout the day. Giannis and his agent are having conversations with the Bucks about the two-time MVP's future and discussing whether his best fit is staying or moving elsewhere. One report says he has already requested a trade. The Bucks are 9-13. There was a lot of discussion in the offseason about a possible trade, and there were almost exclusive discussions over the summer with the New York Knicks. But at this point, Milwaukee is moving towards having it open to everybody. So according to ESPN, multiple other teams expected to emerge as suitors for the 9-time All-Star, who's going to turn 31 coming up here in just a couple of days. December 6th is Giannis's birthday. So, and he is going to be looking at a 4-year, $275 million max extension coming up in the fall of 2026. So the way this works is if you are traded, you can still get that super max, but it will require 6 months of time. So he will need to be traded before this NBA trade deadline for him to be eligible. Now, the very interesting thing here is we're expected to have a resolution in the next couple of weeks. They're going to want clarity on what their battle plan is before they hit January. The trade deadline is coming up on February 5th. I would love to imagine a way that the Mavs could get this done, but I just can't. Unless there's a three-team trade, maybe you put Anthony Davis in play, you put this year's draft pick in play. Would that be exciting for you guys instead of Anthony Davis?
Yes.
You got absolutely. Giannis and Kyrie and these young centers and PJ Washington and Cooper Flagg.
Well, this sort of adds to the frustration of when you traded Luka, like just getting so impatient with it. Like you just wait less than a calendar year and now you could have done the Luka trade, got Giannis, and probably still would have pissed off a lot of people, but be a heck of a lot better than what you traded him for.
Yes, yes. I still don't think Mavs fans would have been happy about Luka for Giannis, but right. At least Luka for Giannis, you would have, you know, balanced your roster and, you know, added maybe one of the very few players who you can make an argument is better than Luka. Although I don't think anybody would be doing that at this point in his career. A couple, 2-3 years ago,
yeah.
You know, maybe it made more sense when Giannis was in his mid to late 20s. At this point, though, if you could make that happen, I would be willing to punt on the idea of let's tank and go young. And I think Giannis and maybe Luka himself and Jokic are a very small list of players. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I don't know if I'd do it for Anthony Edwards. But that would hurt. There's definitely a sacrifice to be made not having your draft pick this year. But, I mean, there's really only two transcendent players that from what we can tell right now looking at this college basketball season. The odds, even if you're in the top four, it's not great that you're going to end up with one of those couple of picks. CBS Sports did list the Mavs as one of six potential landing spots for Chris Paul. I guess he's being waived by the Clippers. They're trying to figure out if they can make some sort of a trade, and they say Dante Exum for Chris Paul would work. Apparently wasn't even on speaking terms with Coach Tyronn Lue. He's been playing horribly. There's very little shot creation. The article actually suggests this could be a stealthy tank move.
Stealthy.
Yeah.
But they don't even have their picks.
Yeah, it's a tough spot to be in right now.
I think this
might be all-time low for the
Oklahoma City. Thunder.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Thunder Paul George. Own their picks, bro.
Yeah, it's Paul George.
Like, the rich keep getting richer when it comes to the Thunder, and the Clippers are down bad. Like, yeah. real big-time disasters. Kind of like with the Falcons, the Rams own the Falcons pick.
Yeah.
The Rams are going to be picking in the top 10.
Yeah. FM picks, just getting richer here.
As bad as they were in the 80s and 90s, this might be the actual worst time to be a Clippers fan, looking at everything that's transpired really since the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for playoff Paul George trade. I guess I would trust Jason Kidd, you know, if he wants to bring in Chris Paul, but I really like what Nembhard and Brandon Williams are doing, and it's a great time to be developing and not trying to do any win now type of moves just for another 6 months. Okay, has been confirmed Tyler Seguin has a ACL injury and he is going to be out 4 months. Do we have clarification if this is season ending? Are they going to get access to his entire salary?
I believe it's season ending, but it's got to be out for the postseason to get access to the full salary there. So you're looking at, I believe, with the new NHL rules, they're going to be able to have $3.8 million to use. That's the allotted amount for now, yeah.
And then if he's ruled out for the season, it would go to his full deal. I mean, $10 million is the full deal, or $9.8 or something like that. That is a rather large amount of money in hockey as compared to other sports. You know, I think it puts almost every player within striking distance, if you can come up with the package of prospects or draft capital to entice somebody. But that's, you know, you hate to say it because it's horrible for Sagan. He's been around here for a long time, a lot of fans. And, man, he could still produce. I think he's got 17 points on the year through 25 games or whatever it is. So still a pretty good player. I have a couple of minutes here before we get to the G-Bag of the Day. What are Lions coaches saying about your Cowboys? It really paints the picture of a Lions team that maybe has lost focus in some ways. What we are seeing here, I believe, is that maybe Dan Campbell was held up by his coordinators. Aaron Glenn, one of the top DCs in the game, high degree of discipline and organization. Ben Johnson, kind of a weirdo, but he's got this thing figured out in Chicago pretty good. This is OC John Morton and DC Kelvin Shepard. Morton talking this week about how much pressure the Cowboys' defensive line generates as the thing that sticks out to him as what's massively important, first top of the mind for this matchup. It's the main reason I'm very confident in the Cowboys. I think they're going to go up there and maybe hold the Lions to under 20 points. They already know if they can't run the ball, the Cowboys' line is going to absolutely wreck their game plan. It's just incredible at the beginning of the season. The Cowboys had nothing, and now it's the first thing that comes to mind for an opposing OC. Watching the tape of Detroit's slow starts offensively the last couple of weeks and their inability to convert on fourth down, Morton said most of their issues are errors in execution, bad technique, bad fundamentals off throws or drops. And he said those are the things that he believes they can and will correct. With their defense, Shepard particularly discouraged by the too many and too few men on the field incidents against the Packers on Thanksgiving. That's just a horrifying. It draws up a you know, the image of a chaotic sideline. We got too many guys. We don't have enough guys. He says it's been addressed and won't happen again. He also talked about having to be better on fourth down with an opportunity to get off the field and give the ball back to the offense. Green Bay was 3 for 3 on fourth down last week, and all three of those were critical plays. So that's a little snapshot of what the coordinators are saying in Detroit. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius Alexander. G-Bag of the Day.
Wobble, 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 wobble. Hey, 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 G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. If there's anything you think I should be playing, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. There is a backlog, so be patient. Sit tight, I'm coming. Sit tight, I'm coming. I got a lot of things in the folder here. In fact, there's some few things I wanted today to play, and I couldn't get my hands on them just because we had little difficulties here in the studio. So sit tight, I'm coming. All right, our winner and champ right here comes from the University at Buffalo men's basketball. Player of the week, Mr. Daniel Freitag. Hits a game winner right here, and the broadcasters love him. Sorry. I try to stay focused. Broadcasters loving it here.
And they inbound this ball. Here comes Daniel. He's trying to find his way down the middle for the floater. Off the glass, and he makes it. Oh, my gosh. He is that guy. He is him.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. He is that guy. He is him.
She was shaking right there. Hold on.
Floater off the glass, and he makes it. Oh, my gosh. He is that guy. He is him.
That's right.
He's him. I think she'd be pretty good. Got a good voice. Got good energy.
I love
some experience.
Yeah. I guess you could say good energy.
Good energy. Yeah.
It's kind of confusing energy, but I got it.
Maybe a little too much energy.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. How about this? Here's another one. Let's go to the big pod with Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah, it's Kenan Thompson from SNL fame on there.
Yep. Longest tendered SNL character.
I know.
Cast member, right?
Yeah.
Kenan and Kel.
Shaq's going to be one of the guys at the World Cup draw coming up on Friday as well.
Yeah.
Pretty cool deal.
The what?
Shaq out there. The World Cup draw.
Oh.
Where they put all the balls in the beakers or whatever, and they draw who's going to play who.
Does he get to draw one?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, reach in there and get that for you.
The finger got stuck.
Yeah. He does a Kendrick Perkins impersonation.
Oh, okay.
He does it sometimes on SNL, but I like this.
My favorite was the Kendrick Perkins. My favorite was the Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, my dog. I love Big Dog Kendrick. Big Dog. Running out of breath every time a talk could get to the end of a sentence.
What made you do Kendrick? What made you say, I'm going to do Perk, man?
People that have sound, you know what I mean? Like, they're just, you know, like, Shy, you down in here when you know what I mean? So, like, you know, just tones, basically.
Okay, Kendrick Perkins, how does it feel to work on ESPN?
Tell you the truth, Shaq. I don't know. I've been on ESPN since I sat down with the Celtics. It was a couple feet. It's been a while. So all I want to know is what's the Houston Rockets go through tonight?
Perfect.
That is pretty good. Keenan.
All I want to know what the Houston Rockets going to do tonight.
Nailed that one.
From one big guy to another, M. Spears, Swagoo, Monday Night Football on ESPN. Pat's QB, Marcus Jones, is walking into the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And Swagoo did a little old Charles Barkley.
The countdown continues now with an eye on New England cornerback Marcus Jones. Where is he from? I thought he was from Baton Rouge.
Nah, he went to Houston. Is he from Baton Rouge and where he lived?
Don't ask me. I don't know. Who he play for?
He play for the Patriots.
Shout out to Charles Barkley.
Shout out to I respect the honesty there from Spears.
Don't ask me. I don't know who he play for.
Swag, yeah.
Who he play for?
He's got a 50% chance to nail it with the two teams
don't
play.
Ask me.
All right, let's go right here. High school basketball. There's a clip right here of this guy's pops. Dad can't come back to the game anymore.
Uh-oh.
Got a mouth like a sailor, and he's too loud with it.
And one! Bust ass! Run of your mouth. You ain't ready for that young man!
That young man!
Weak ass up.
Weak ass up.
And one!
it on D.
Pause.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking to the other team's players, that might be the number one thing that gets it going in a gym or on a sideline.
You can't do that.
Those are teenagers. You're
talking to my kid.
He's just trash talking them.
This is the ninth grade B team, fam. What are you doing?
I mean, Abby must have been 11 or 12, and those girls can get pretty big. One of the girls came over to the sideline trying to fight one of the parents.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
That was wild.
Crash dummy.
Yeah.
Got a real life crash dummy.
Emotions are high.
She's the Draymond Green of that squad.
Yeah. I think that was the game where the ref told a parent they could go out to the parking lot.
Wow. That's nice.
Go cool off. Take a walk.
It was good
showers, buddy.
Yeah. I was like, holy crap, I got to come to more of these games.
Hey, this isn't one.
Winner.
But I want to get it out of my folder. It's been sitting there for way too long. Former NFL QB Andrew Luck.
Oh.
Sounds like Troy Hughes from the morning show.
Oh. Okay.
Or some type of puppet. Andrew Luck was being interviewed on the sidelines when that scoop and score happened. You guys seen that?
Oh, at Stanford. Yeah. Notre Dame. Yeah.
Stanford's general manager and Andrew Luck. We were talking a little bit about how important this rivalry is for you, being able to be a part of it. How meaningful is it?
It's huge. It was great to be as a player and now be as a GM and watch these guys. I'm going to watch here for a second. Oh, ball! Go, Jay, go! Go, Jay! Go, Jay!
Rivalry to see that play just now. I mean, describe the emotion.
Hard to say. It's a hell of a job by Omar and Jay Green. It's good. Let's get it going now. All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
That's what that is all about right there.
Yeah.
No ball.
It's pretty awesome to catch that live, bro.
Right by him, dude. Like, they're standing right by the sidelines. Here he comes running.
Perfect. Incredible moment. Is anybody like, doesn't it seem weird that Andrew Luck left football? He retired way early.
Yeah.
And now he's back in it.
Back in
the GM of Stanford.
Yeah. I can't quit you, baby.
He loves that school.
He loves that school.
He loves the school. Yeah. He really does.
Probably a good job.
He was sick of getting his spleen lacerated.
Yeah. I mean, he was getting beat up pretty good.
Yeah. He does love Stanford.
Somebody say Andrew Luck talks like a giant. Hysterical.
Yeah, he does. Absolutely does.
I love books.
Oh, I love that.
I like to read.
We're doing a good job. It's hilarious. All right, that's it, bro.
Okay, we got the champ there at Buffalo University.
Yep.
Buffalo University at Buffalo.
University at Buffalo. That's what it is. We got Shaquille O'Neal with the Kendrick Perkins impression from the SNL gentleman. You got Swagoo on Marcus Jones. You got the high school basketball dad heckling the other team, maybe telling his team to get back on defense, or not one Andrew Luck on the Stanford scoop and score. I'm going to go with the champ there, the University at Buffalo. Chief, how about you?
I'm going to go with the dad.
Lucius?
You would.
Yeah, University at Buffalo.
Wolchuk?
I'm also going to go with the dad.
We're tied at two, Brian.
I'm going to vote for Andrew Luck.
Okay, by a score of 2-1-1, we have another tie here. And you know, in the event of a tie, you jump on to at GBag Nation on Twitter. You can follow us all when you get there. All of our handles are in the bio. But when we have a tie, you will decide the final and decisive vote. And an Instapoll will create, announce the winner towards the end of LA Live, maybe. And speaking of that, into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
It's a Butt Naked Wednesday. Let's get into it right into the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time
to fire up this funk and let's have a show. It'll make you dance some of everything.
Everybody get high.
Well, here at DC Stadium, the Redskins have new uniforms.
I like them.
Thought you might. As we start the fourth quarter, it is 28-16 Redskins.
Nothing wrong with sex and football together, is it?
Yeah.
It's what's inside the uniform that makes
what it is.
Wow.
or what the move the Dallas Cowgirls has done to professional football. Everybody's following.
It's butt naked Wednesday.
Everybody's following.
Yes, it is. This is LA Live for Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025. It is a butt naked Wednesday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to Miss Erica Badu for naming today Butt Naked Wednesday, and peace to the gods and earths out there, all 5% of y'all. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. All right, so I had a little conundrum this morning when I was trying to prepare for this segment today. Because on a Butt Naked Wednesday, I usually ask the Tolos a question on Facebook or whatever. But I just wasn't feeling today. Just didn't have the confidence. I didn't want to force it. I didn't have it, you know, any inspiration for a question.
Yeah.
In there. I had one sitting on my mind. What's the hardest part of your job? You know, because people are coming home, they're driving home from work right now. Maybe you can hear somebody else vent about how bad their job is. We make fun of it or whatever. But I just wasn't feeling it. What's the hardest part of your job? You can still send that to the fan text if you want, so I'll read it throughout the, or these guys can read it throughout the segment, too, if you guys wouldn't mind helping me
Absolutely.
With that. And I was watching the Puffy Doc, too. So
okay, so how is
it? Yeah, it's fantastic, bro. I've seen all the Puffy Docs, and this right here is the best one. 50 Cent is diabolical. Wow, this is crazy, man. Yeah, we figured out a whole lot. There's a guy named Zip. Well, there was a guy named Zip out there. He's in the bosom of Abraham at this point, but he ran off allegedly with $500K of Puff Daddy's money.
Oh,
how did he get $500K of Puff Daddy's money? It's gonna hurt your heart.
Safe?
You gotta watch the doctor figure that out. I don't want to ruin it for everybody else listening.
How did he die?
But he died of cancer.
Okay,
but. He got to live a while with that money.
Yeah. It's not what I would have guessed if he stole a half mil.
That's as you would think, right? You would find him with holes in him or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe tongue cut out, whatever. Yeah, what's the hardest part of your job? I guess I'll just throw it on out there. Send it to the fan text. And I guess we'll get that going. But I decided just to empty out the folder on a Bucket Naked Wednesday because I've been collecting news bloopers.
Ooh, I love news bloopers.
This is
for the past 3.5 weeks.
This is a classic.
I love it, bro. I gotta get him out.
I would say, first of all, I love my job. The hardest thing is saying no to my kids. You know, they're like, "Why do you got to work again?" Sure. And I have this patented line. I say, "I have a very demanding job." Okay. I'm sorry.
And they respect it.
Yes,
Of course.
Most
not.
Of the time, I mean, the little one is confused. But older one gets it.
Oh, they already sent it to the fan text, too. Shout out to y'all, man.
There's a lot that are coming. The hardest part of the job is hearing Tolo 200 times a day from the 817.
That's hysterical.
having to fire someone around the holidays. Yeah, I think anytime you got to fire somebody, that's got to be rough.
Oh, man, I remember being fired from my first radio job. Yeah, I rocked
story?
It was a remote at a Wendy's. I rocked that thing, bro. We was having a great time. I even seen the GM drive by. He rolled his hand out the window. I didn't know that was a peace sign.
It's goodbye forever.
Sorry, man. Yeah, but that 2008 thing, bro, a whole lot of people lost their job. I came back from that remote. I'm getting ready to do a show, and I see my PD outside. Oof. You know, when I'm pulling up in the station vehicle. I'm like,
with the HR lady?
Like maybe he's going to smoke a little bit or something like that. Maybe he just want to get your boy prepped for the show or something.
Sure.
No, man. He's like, let me see that badge of yours.
No way.
Yeah.
What happened to the event? Sounds like you had a great time.
Had a great time, but they had to shut down the whole air staff except for him.
Oh.
He's like, you're the young guy around. You'll be able to get another job. Us old folks, we won't. And I'm like, all right, man, whatever. And he's like, that's radio.
Yeah.
Did you see that fall?
Yeah, I saw it. I thought you were having a little bit too much fun at the event. The promotions manager got the best out of you.
No.
You know how much of a buzzkill those guys used. A
couple one too many Frosties.
Yeah. No. I was having a great time, man. Thought he was going to meet me out there for a smoke session, and I got smoked. That was the session.
See you later.
He's still cold. I love you, CC. All right, let's go to this news blooper right here. CBS 58 Milwaukee. Fat Bear Week was back in September.
Yeah.
Fat Bear Week.
Great week.
Okay. 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 Sound like a... I'm not going to do that. Here we go.
Fetish.
No.
Oh, I knew where you were going.
The neighborhood
Sounds like something that you would hear in the gayborhood. It's like Fat Bear Week. Yeah, yeah. You get a discount 25% on burgers.
Get over here. Yeah.
Give me a hug.
Yeah.
I have a problem just with that word in general. So
it's fat.
If we can just like rebrand husky. A little bit. You
Big
know,
bone yeah. Bear Week.
Husky, chunky, yeah. You know.
Chubby.
Well, there is the chubby cubby.
The chubby cubby that was earlier. That's
the
that's
tiny bears.
That's fat little cubs.
Chubby cubby.
Do you have any comments, Frankie? Any no. comments about big boned bears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big booty bears.
Yeah. BBB. You know?
They're trying.
What?
All I know is I have a truck payment. And y'all not going to mess that up. You understand?
Well,
all right. rent is due. Okay? Rent is due. Let me tell you.
October, yeah.
Listen, you have me out yep. here on the streets.
The bigger the bear, the bigger the rent. You know?
Yeah, please, what's on the prompter?
Let's start you out with a view. Of-
My man wasn't going for it, was he?
Big booty bears.
Big booty bears.
Yeah, was going in on it.
He said, the bigger the bear, the bigger something, he said. Mm-hmm. All of them. On all four sides.
Yeah.
Let's go to King 5 Seattle. King 5 Seattle. There's a live hit from an airport. A lot of traveling during the holidays. A traveler jumped in the live shot to speak her mind about her experience.
King 5's Madeline Carter is live at baggage claim at SeaTac, which is piling up Alaska with bags from those canceled flights.
Did you hear that in the very end? Alaska Airlines sucks. Listen.
At baggage claim at SeaTac, which is piling up with bags from those canceled flights.
I like Alaska personally.
Oh,
enjoy
man.
Flying it.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
That's funny, yeah.
Alaska Airlines sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's good airline. Slightly bigger like area around you than Southwest, okay, well, some of the budget nice. Airlines.
What's the hardest part of your job? This dude said, pretending like I care.
Damn!
Got a lot of dealing with people texted
dealing
in.
With people, yeah.
Yeah.
The other employed people, is what this guy said yeah. on my Twitter. The other employed folks, bro. That's the hardest part of my gig. Let's go to KTLA. Fab from Milli Vanilli.
Oh.
Remember, they got in trouble for lip singing.
Yeah, 1989, won a Grammy.
Somebody else was singing those songs, and they were the
German band.
Yeah, German.
A
yeah.
German band.
Yeah. Well, he's saying live on TV in KTLA. And listen to it.
Go, let him go. Okay, let's go. Hear you your singing.
We're going to weather some
good. Let's go. Blame it on the rain that was falling, falling. Woo! Blame it on the stars that didn't shine that night.
Woo!
Whatever you do, don't put the blame on you. Blame it on the rain.
Hey, huh?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Why didn't you do that before, fam?
That would have worked.
Like the confidence.
They tried to.
The other guy?
They tried. When it all went down, they tried.
Oh, they did try to come back.
They tried it. And then they did
that weird press conference.
And nobody bought it.
Press
nobody bought it.
Great. I had their original tape, and one of the songs sounded so much different. It must have been their regular singing voices. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, if you ever seen that video clip of them, they're performing, and then the thing skips.
Yeah,
the music skips, and then they kind of like,
panic. Is that where all that blew up?
Yeah.
Kind of overdoing that little dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys won. They won a Grammy for that.
They had a huge 6 months or so. Yeah. They were back in 7th or 8th grade, I remember.
Now, sticking with KTLA, we've got a reporter right here that had a hot mic situation.
Imagine that. Paul Dawson.
Went to the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh.
Went to the bathroom.
Oh, with the mic on?
Yes. It could go bad in so many ways.
Oh, yeah, this could really be really
gosh.
Bad. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to turn on the maps here.
We're about to do what we call traffic.
Traffic. Have you ever heard of the traffic?
My. Where's my spot? This is not even my spot.
Crash here right at Charleston Boulevard and Sloan with the written on it, Brenda. Well, goodbye, Brenda.
I'm so intrigued by this Brenda thing because I wonder if Brenda.
Dude, I got to come back to that clip.
Brenda.
I didn't edit that properly. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, let's go to NBC4.
What I hate about my job.
No, exactly.
But I don't edit the damn thing.
It doesn't save. NBC4 New York. You know, they were running for mayor up there. They had a mayoral race.
Mayor, yeah.
Yeah, we got an election update.
We did catch up to voters on this Halloween about what's giving them frights and chills ahead of this election.
Oh, whoopsies.
Oh. You get the chills.
Election. I'm sorry.
Thing will give you goosebumps.
Oh, I'm nervous here. Tuck that in.
Oh, yeah, just tuck that in. All right, what else we got right here? Oh, Porky the Pig reporter. WPSD Local News 6. I call it Porky the Pig because, you know, he tries to say a word. Yeah. Then he finds the word that he should have said first.
Yeah.
It's like, Porky, why didn't you say that one, bro?
Didn't have to be that hard.
Because the display changes, the themes change each year.
Spit it out.
Because the display changes, the themes change.
Oh, he spat, bro. He spat.
Had to get it out one way or another.
He had to get out. They had to force
might
it, bro.
Might be Tourette's. Might be a minor Tourette's.
Minor Tourette's.
Yeah.
Somebody learned in college.
Oh, no.
KWTV, Channel 9, Oklahoma City, got a government shutdown update.
As the government shutdown continues, President Trump is fingering Democrats for government employee layoffs.
Oh, man. Excuse me? What'd you say? Freaky boy. Goodness.
As the government shutdown continues, President Trump is fingering Democrats for government employee layoffs.
Full Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer's Urban Meyer's politician.
You might want to rethink your party affiliation there. Not visit the White House for a couple more years.
Got a goofy weatherman right here that falls during his report.
Oh, yes.
Goofy. He was kind of like, you can't backstep at a certain age.
No.
Or you got to have some type of agility to yourself if you're going to be doing some backstep, especially if you're on live television.
Exactly.
With them hard bottom shoes on, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
But luckily, conditions do stay dry. Let's go ahead and get into that.
Oh, gosh.
You hear him say forecast still?
Did he just faint?
He failed.
Going backwards.
Bucket steps.
But luckily, conditions do stay dry. Let's go ahead and get into that.
My man still said forecast.
Gee.
And he got up and get two guns toward the camera, by the way.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Shooter McGavin.
Two guns. I'm good, baby. I'm good. I know you're concerned about me.
Yeah. Everything's fine here. Just embarrassed myself. There was ice on the floor, I promise.
Wasn't me.
What's the hardest part of your job? Somebody said, watching someone who makes twice my salary struggle to save a PDF.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. You're working with some boomers. How do I sync this up?
Yeah.
What was Brian's today? How do I get the OneDrive on my computer? You log in.
Oh, come here, you. Come here.
I got it on my phone over here. I don't know where to show up on my computer, too.
I was scared to talk to the IT guy. I asked DJ, like, hey, DJ, can you help me with this thing?
Did he give me the long sigh?
No, he was cool, man. DJ was cool.
Oh, yeah, DJ's super cool. Yeah. I was thinking more of the IT guy.
The IT guy. I didn't even ask. I told you I'm scared of the guy.
Because we've been stressing him out with this move.
Every
day I come in here, I ask him something twice a day.
I'm afraid he'll go off on me for something like, hey, how do I transfer my draft notes over to my laptop? You know, like does that really matter? Is that really matter here right now?
Okay. Little list of things to worry about. Yeah. I'll put it on the punch list. It's number 87 right now.
Mm-hmm.
I like when they fix it and it's real easy. And he just fixes it and then looks at you.
Yeah.
Did you turn it off?
Chris is really good at engineer Chris.
Yeah.
There you go, right there.
Yeah.
Hands on his hip and he's just staring at you.
Anything else while I'm here?
Yeah.
Fix it for you in 4 seconds.
Shout out to this fly. RIP to this fly, man. Weatherman was trying to do his report and the fly was in the way, bro.
Uh oh.
Hold up. I'm going to kill a fly real quick. There we go.
Nice. There we go.
That's a slow fly.
It was so relieving for me when I realized you can kill flies with your hands, though. You just got to sneak up on them.
Yeah.
A flat palm, and then boom. They're probably not going to escape. You know?
If you're quick like I am, you know, third baseman.
Yeah. The reflexes are too quick.
That,
like
a cat. Little Miyagi in you.
Slow feet. You can get them.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, it'd be ideal to have a fly swatter because they're dirty and you don't want fly guts
it's
on your hands.
That yellow gut. That yellow gut of the fly. I think that's like poop or something. Isn't it?
But it's probably poop. Maybe intestines. But if you
might
go,
be their eyes.
If you go look for the fly swatter when you come back, you might not be able to find them.
Won't be there.
Won't you want be them out there. Of there.
Well, I hate when the dogs poo like close to the house.
Oh,
and the big old horse flies coming out.
It's like Atlanta Airport.
Get him out of here. See, News Channel 3, Buddy forgot this lady's name.
Oh, meteorologist Katie Bauer tracking it all for us.
Bauer, but yeah, that's okay. Tracking a lot of different
things. Sorry, Katie Bauer.
Sorry, Katie Bauer.
Meteorologist Katie Bauer tracking it all for us.
Bauer, but yeah, that's okay. Tracking a lot of different
Sorry,
things.
Sorry, Katie Bauer.
Sorry.
On all four sides.
Yeah.
Speaking of zesty.
It's been new.
Speaking of zesty.
Yeah, speaking of zesty, let's go to NBC 5. Now, this is not the one here in Dallas. I don't know where it is because it didn't say it.
Let's just say it's from here.
Yeah, it is.
We're watching it right now.
Got a zesty Hollywood intro right here.
All right, listen up, witches. It is. I don't know where that came from.
Listen up, witches.
All right, listen up, witches. It is. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, I know where it came from.
Yeah, I know where that came from.
Don't go out, bro.
Not kidding anybody.
You witches.
What I hate about my job.
Oh, man. Too bad I can't find that one. That reporter with the mic in the thing. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Picture me rolling.
Okay, let's see.
As Kiriko was teaching me that. Could it be that? Who knows?
Foam rolling, you're going to need before and after. Ooh. Did we really just hear what I thought we heard?
We just did.
Guys, I'm...
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a gal. It did sound
it
like
happens.
A toilet bowl.
I've always wondered if this would happen. And it just did. I don't know if I should say who it is.
No, we should just do the weather.
Okay, we'll do the weather.
We should just do the weather.
And then say her name.
Anyway, we'll do the weather. A live look from Laguna Beach, surf and sand. Look at this spectacular sunrise. One of the most amazing sunrises.
Good thing it wasn't a camera.
Yeah.
Just a microphone.
Or some clumps. You didn't hear any bloop, bloop,
blah, 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 splash. Let's listen back to the last couple of minutes here, Steve.
Oh, it said the reporter couldn't get out of his own way. Oh, I feel like I played that one before. Somewhere in Maryland, reporter. Oh, yeah. She said she's on. The sinkhole in Bangkok. I think I played that for y'all, but it was like real, real bad audio. Somebody recorded off the television. And this is better audio of it.
Sinkholes are terrifying.
Oh, shoot. I don't have enough time. I'll probably get to it Friday, bro.
Hit it.
Yeah.
Hit it. We're up against it.
It's up to you.
Eyewitness News, Fresno. There was a sinkhole in Bangkok.
You got an hour.
These fools, they couldn't keep themselves together, even report on it. They had to go to break.
Ahead on Eyewitness News, a dangerous sinkhole in Bangkok.
Now just look at how big and deep it is.
Oh, oh no.
Fired. What was it? Next.
CBS 47 Eyewitness News.
Massive sinkhole opened up outside a major hospital in Bangkok this morning. Just look, it's very big. You can see the foundation of the pillars in the building. It forced evacuations and road closures. No one was hurt. The governor says the sinkhole was triggered by a leak in a tunnel at a construction site for a new subway station.
4G for food. I love this job. Foraging for food is enjoying a resurgence. The practice used by early humans some 12,000 years ago is quietly gaining popularity. It's driven by environmental concerns, economic pressures, and a desire to reconnect with nature. Some creative chefs are also helping to spark interest in foraging by creating recipes. The growth of the farm-to-table movement has increased awareness.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's just come back on to this for a second.
And we'll take a break.
Yeah, please.
Good idea.
Yeah, good idea.
Step aside here. I thought I heard the producer in the background.
Yeah, bro. Please,
yeah. Wrap it up.
Please. Yeah, somebody threw a clipboard for sure.
Gosh dang it. Yep.
All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be back tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. Y'all be safe out there. Holla.
Thanks, Lucius. Let's talk some college football with Chad Brown. He's the analyst for the Big Ten championship game. We'll talk to him about all things football and then Big Ten coming up next year on the fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.